West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you by Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC, ELG Peterbilt, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains, Goebbels Collision Repair, Miller Satellite and Home Store, Iron Brand Realty, Parfour and More, Wilbanks Tire, Habitat for Humanity Restore, MSU West Plains, Car-Mart of West Plains, Butler Heating and Air, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Ozark Independent Living, Cape Electric, S&P Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, West Plains Wind Supply, Simmons Bank, Ozark Hills Realty, Don's Auto Service, Shrimp Runner, Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, Rick's Truck Repair, Bailey's Chevrolet GMC, and Wood Mechanical.
Hey, we got to you from Springfield Hillcrest. We're on the hill in North Springfield for this first round Class 5 District 6 game between the West Plains Lady Scissors, the 2 seed, and the 7 seed. Springfield Central, this game just underway, and a cut to the basket in the lay-in is good. And the Scissors pick up the first two buckets of the ball game, and that time it was Jillian Green with the lay-in. Zoe Scharnhorst has a three, and it's 5-0 already. With 7:10 to go, and now ball knocked away out front. Back the other way, and the driving layup good. Foul the play, basket counts. And Ainsley McWilliams, with the turnover and the bucket at the other end, will have a chance to make it 8-0 inside the first minute of the ball game. And her free throw try is good. So a three-point play, it's 8-0 in the first minute. Front court Central, bounce pass on the back door, ball knocked away and stolen, and back come West Plains with it, 2-on-2 break. Jillian, coast to coast, right-hand layup, good. And a timeout, 10-0 in the first minute, 17 seconds of the ball game, and we come back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Tired of the same old, uncomfortable, and worn-out living room furniture? Hi, this is Anna. At Hawkins Home and Lawn, we want you to love your sofa, love seat, and recliner. Now, through the end of the month, save big with 25% off all in-stock recliners and buy a sofa and get a love seat half off. Stop in our West Plains and Mountain Grove stores today, where comfort meets incredible savings.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
Back with Jim Lambert to my left. He's taking care of the video stream tonight. Dylan Groves Engineers back in the studio in Howell County. We're here in Greene County in Springfield at Hillcrest High School, and the Lady Scissors have jumped on Central 10-0. They beat Central earlier this year by 72 points. To say this is a mismatch is a wild understatement. Central on the wing. They get an open look from 13 feet. That ball won't go down. Rebound to West Plains. And here comes Ainsley across court up the floor. Jillian Green in the paint kicks it over to the corner. Now to the right point. One bounce and a three by Ainsley. It's off the back iron. High in the air. Controlled by Shaylee Peterson. And now she'll be tied up. And the jump ball will go back to Springfield Central. Amanda Fiardo plays at one starting position. She is a 5'5 junior. Other guard, Annalise Freeman, a 5'7 senior. Central is 3-23 on the year. West Plains is 17-9. Central handles out front. They pressure the basketball with Clara Moody on the sideline. Now they'll dribble her away. Get the ball back on the left. And a whistle and a blocking foul will be called on West Plains. That'll be on Zoe Scharnhorst, cutting off the dribbler at 5:33 of the first quarter. Zoe picks up the first foul of the game for West Plains. Lucy Hafer is out. Zoe Shrub comes in. And now Delaney Wahomey comes in for Shaylee Peterson. 10-0 Plains, 5:33 to go in the first quarter. from Hillcrest. At the point, here's a shot for a three, no good, and a foul on the three. Zoe Shrub came out and challenged the shooter and bodied into her and picks up the foul. Postseason basketball time. Your favorite teams all play now. Once they lose, they're playing baseball or they're running track. Free throw good. One down and two to go. Annalise Freeman, next drive. That's good. A 5'7 senior guard puts up the third of three, and it's good. So a hat trick for Annalise Freeman. West Plains back quickly in the left corner. Front court with it to the right point. Good ball movement to the low block. Wyoming double team, skip pass to the left wing, high over the head of Ainsley McWilliams, out of bounds, turnover on West Plains. So a blazing start, 57 seconds in. West Plains had 10. They haven't scored since. Down the right side, putting up a tough off-balance shot on a layup attempt. No good. Rebound to West Plains. Ainsley McWilliams, front court, kicks it far side. And there's a little driving layup. No good. Put back is up and no good by Delaney Wyoming. Off the miss by Jillian Green. And suddenly West Plains can't make a bucket. West Plains back in their matchup zone. Ball bounces away from Moody out front, and now it's tipped out of bounds by Zoe Scharnhorst. And West Plains in the white and red with 4:42 to go in the first quarter. 10-3 ball game. Lucy Hafer will check in for Zoe Scharnhorst. And now the ball played in at midcourt. She'll take it to the left. Freeman will hold it, pick it up. She's pressured. Can't find any relief. Now gets the ball to Ratty on the left side to the corner. Pull-up shot blocked by Jillian. Tipped over. Picked up by West Plains. Lucy Hafer now. On the right side, a long three by Zoe is off the mark. Rebound to the corner. Chased down by Freeman. Annalise Freeman will bring it up. They hit to the right side. We'll hand the ball off. The right side drive, no good by Freeman. Blocked from behind, but a foul will be called on West Plains with 3:56 to go. Well, luckily West Plains got off to that really good start, but in the last 3 minutes, they haven't done bupkis. That's the first foul call of the ball game on Ainsley, and the first free throw here is good. All 4 points for Central have come from the free throw line by Annalise Freeman, who is 4 out of 4. Delaney Wyoming out. Shaylee Peterson is back in for West Plains. Next try is good. 10-5. Ainsley into the front court, bounce to the left corner. Lucy Hafer, skip pass over to the point. Right wing pass is Zoe Shrub. Drives in, shoots, got it blocked. Out of bounds, and it will stay with West Plains. Getting a hand on that was Clara Moody, 5'7 sophomore. Made a good defensive play there. Inbound pass out front. Now that ball stolen away. Taken the other way. Annalise Freeman puts it up and good and simple. After giving up the first 10, have scored the next 7. 10-7 ball game. Left corner, baseline, pull up, left hand shot, no good by Zoe Shrub, and the rebound, Central could tie with a 3. Free throw line to the right side. Freeman has the ball, and she has it a lot. She'll dribble to the left sideline. And now bounce pass, low block. Back out to the point. Fumbled pass. Loose on the floor. Picked up by West Plains. Now we get a tie-up. And it'll be West Plains basketball. Okay. Zoe Scharnhorst comes to the bench. Zoe Shrub comes to the bench. Zoe Scharnhorst is in the game, and she has the basketball. Pass to the corner and threw it right to Clara Moody for Central for a turnover. Ball tipped out of bounds at the defensive end. That'll be a turnover by Central. They turn it over for the fifth time here in the half. West Plains has gone stagnant these last 5 minutes. They need to do something, get that ball to the basket. Lob over the top to the right point. Inside, here's an up fake by Shayla. She traveled with the basketball. It looked like we were all ready to play when the game started. Somebody flipped the off switch. We haven't done anything since. 2:18 to go in the first, 10-7. 3 minute midcourt. Tried to pass, had it deflected. Now picked up on the right sideline. We'll move it out front with Indira Green. She's a 5'7 freshman. Bounce pass in, ball knocked away and stolen. Up the left side. Ainsley with it. She'll take it in. Pull up, left elbow, jump shot, no good. Rebound though. Zoe Scharnhorst circles out to the corner. Back inside, Jillian Green turns, faces, shoots, and scores. Jillian Green could score 50 tonight if she got the ball every time down the floor. There's nothing Central could do with her in the paint. In the left corner, whistle and a travel. With a flat-footed, dragging of the foot, travel violation on Central, their seventh of the first quarter. Shaylee Peterson right back out again. Lucy Hafer right back in. 2-3 zone by Central. They're in the black with the red trim and lettering. So West Plains runs their zone offense here, and they turn the ball over. Once again, Annalise Freeman out front getting a hand on a pass. The West Plains with their fourth turnover. Ball knocked away out front. Picked up by Freeman. Here she comes back. She'll drive all the way down the lane. Go in. Shoots. Missed. Rebound. Put back. Blocked. And Jillian Green with a rebound and a foul on Central. That'll be in on their post player, Indira Green. Under a minute to go in the first quarter, 12-7 game. On the right wing, Julia Willard in the ball game. Has a tip back to her. She drives in, shoots a runner off the board, won't fall. Weak side rebound. Central has it. Now ball slapped away from Central as they come up the right side by Ainsley McWilliams. Out of bounds, stays with Central with 31.6 to go in the first quarter. West Plains had 10 in the first 57 seconds of the quarter and has scored 2, basically the last 6.5 minutes. Annalise Freeman, who has all the Central points, dribbles out front. They look inside. They've been in the lane for 10 seconds. Pass to the low block. Blocked away from Moody. Picked up with 17 seconds. Julia Willard comes back for West Plains. Charlin. There's a pass inside. And the layup up and good. Jillian Green with a nice move. She kept moving. Caught the pass from Juliet and laid it in. And now here's a shot out front at the horn at the end of the quarter by Freeman. No good. We played one, and it's West Plains 14, Central 7. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
This is Damon at TLG Peterbilt, Willow Springs. We supply parts for all makes of trucks and trailers to get you back on the road quickly as possible. If we don't have it, we'll get it. Find us on Highway 60 in Willow Springs or online at tlgtrucks.com for fast, friendly service to get you back on the road in no time. TLG Peterbilt. Uptime all the time.
Mm-hmm. Do you have assisted devices that you no longer need, such as a wheelchair, a walker, a cane, or shower chair? You can donate it to Ozark Independent Living. They will in turn give it to someone in need. It's local people helping local people. Ozark Independent Living in West Plains at 1098 Avenue, 417-257-0038.
Your care, your choice, your independence. Ozark Independent Living.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
And they're playing in the first round of the Class 5 District 6 tournament here at Springfield Hillcrest, along with Jim Lambert and Dylan Groves in studio. Middle eight here with quarter number two ready to start. West Plains got off to one of those crazy good starts in the first minute of the first quarter, and they scored 8 points the first 57 seconds, but then went dry. 2 points the final, basically the final 7 minutes of the first quarter. Well, actually, 4 points. But still, you get my drift. It will be thrown in on the near side. Simple with the basketball, down by 7. They play the ball in the backcourt and get it over the timeline with Samantha Gateja. On the right, Annalise Freeman, who has the ball a lot. Over on the left, Clara Moody. Her high pass is fumbled, but picked up by West Plains and thrown right back away. Central in the corner will drive the baseline. Wraparound pass is deflected out of bounds. Central will throw the ball in left of their own basket. With 7:30 to go in the half, lobbing to the middle, ball caught, shot no good, rebound by Shaylee Peterson. Ratty had a three-footer and couldn't get it to go down. Up the floor, right corner, back to Shaylee. Left corner, here's an open three, Ainsley, no good, and the rebound, weak side, but that's no good by Shaylee Peterson, but she drew the foul and she'll shoot two shots. Even in games where you have a prohibitive favorite in West Plains, like I said earlier, they beat this team by 72 points earlier this season. First free throw is no good. Sometimes it just takes some time to get going. And we're taking a little time here. Free throw good. 15-7. West Plains by 8. Now West Plains applies some full court pressure, which should help. Ball knocked away and stolen away. And now stolen back. West Plains, Zoe Shrub up ahead. Jillian Green, coast to coast, lays it up and good. And hung on the lip of the rim and decided to drop. 10 now for Jillian. Central gets it over and they get double teams on the side. Now ball knocked away again and it's stolen by West Plains again. Up ahead, Jillian Green again. Pump fake goes up and no good. And the rebound taken down by Central. Pressure, pressure, pressure. That's what it takes. And now we'll get a blocking foul out front on Zoe Scharnhorst at 6:21 of the second quarter. And Zoe has 2 now. We welcome all that are watching the live stream tonight, wherever you may be watching, and if you're anticipating a blowout of a mismatch here, but still in the comfort of your home, we are very, very happy to have you watching the live stream tonight. On the right sideline, here's a catch and shoot for a 3. Good. Samantha Gadea. So the second field goal now for Central. And a ball stolen out front. Taking back down the other way. Shot for the point for 3, no good. Ball comes off, taken by Shaylee Peterson. West Plains wide open 3 for Ainsley on the wing. And that's off the lip of the rim, no good. The tie up and it'll go back to West Plains. So the score is 17-10, and Central is just daring slash begging West Plains to shoot the ball from outside. So they cannot handle them if they take the ball inside. Ainsley with another three. No good. Off the back of the iron. And the rebound taken to Central. Freeman down the front court. Here's Cathaya, drives the baseline, goes up, drew a foul, and that's going to be on Lucy Hafer. That'll be on the shots, 5:15 to go. Free throw attempt number one is no good, off the back iron, too hard. One more try for Samantha Cathaya. She made a three a moment ago, and that was only the second field goal for Central in this half. Next one, no good. West Plains back down the left corner. Right point against the 2-3 zone. Penetration now by Lucy Hafer all the way, and she drives and got fouled, and she'll shoot two. That was a good job. Lucy recognized what the defense had opened up and took advantage of it. Now she'll go to the line and shoot two, and that was the first foul call on Nehemiah Ratty. Free throw number one, no good. Second try is good. Lucy makes one out of two. It's 18-10. Now ball fumbled out of bounds by Central in the backcourt with some pressure. And they have thrown the ball away already 12 times in the first 11 minutes. West Plains ball from underneath, leading 18-10. Shaylee Peterson in the corner. Curls over the middle, lost it, got it back. Now at the point, left corner pass, Zoe Shrub, got a three in the corner, good. First basket of the night for Zoe Shrub, 21-10. Cathaya guarded by Zoe Scharnhorst on the wing, ball knocked away, good play by Lucy Hafer, good steal. She comes back the other way. At the point, Shaylee walked with the basketball after the turnover. And timeout called by Central. 4:31 to play in the half, full timeout. Back in 1 minute with the score. West Plains 21, Central 10. Back in a minute on KDY.
Are you needing to sell your real estate? Seek help today from the professional realtors at Century 21 Ozark Hills Realty. Their agents have decades of combined experience and are experts in all areas of real estate, including commercial real estate, farms, new construction, and of course, residential. So if you're looking to sell, turn to Century 21 Ozark Hills Realty in a new location at 740 Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
Is it time to clean out the garage or storage building? If so, consider donating unneeded items to the Habitat Restore in West Plains. The Habitat Restore will in turn sell your items at a low price to someone who likes it. Great idea, right? The items you donate are tax deductible, and when they are sold, all the money goes toward building a new home for a family in need. The Habitat Restore at 1109 Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, helping families one home at a time.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
4:31 to go in the first half, and Central has already matched their point total for the entire game that they had against West Plains back in the pink and white. It is 21-10, and it's Central ball in the backcourt. West Plains has forced 12 turnovers already by the Central Lady Bulldogs. Front court right side, Gethea on the dribble, guarded by Ainsley McWilliams. And there's 5 second count. There's a lot of officials that don't call that anymore. They don't even count. Still a rule. And 14 turnovers now for Springfield Central. In the right corner, Zoe Shrub. Dribbles out, curls over the top, down the middle of the lane, all the way, puts it up on the shot, good. So we show up with 5, 23-10. Full court pressure again by West Plains. It's man-to-man. Let's see if they fall back into the zone now. They tried a double team, and the ball lost out of bounds on the dribble. They're getting ready to triple team the ball right in front of the West Plains bench as the ball was flying out of bounds. It was 14-7 after one. It's 23-10 right now. In the left corner, Zoe again hit the top of the backboard. And the ball cuts off, and they get a whistle, get a tie-up, and it's Central basketball. .340 to go in the ball game here in the first half, that is. 23-10. At the point, Freeman, and she'll be fouled again by Zoe Scharnhorst, and Zoe's got 3 now, so she'll have to go out of the ball game. Coach Christy Otter looks up at the board and says, "She's got 3? Yes, she does. Jillian Green gets ready to check in. Katea on the near side to the point. They move the ball to the left wing. High pass almost thrown away. Dribble to the baseline. They pull it back out with Freeman. Knocked away. Lucy Hafer with a near steal. Hits it out of bounds. It'll stay with Central as Jillian Green checks in for Zoe Scharnhorst. Zoe, one of the seniors for West Plains. It's going to be weird watching West Plains play next year and not seeing that big bun of blonde hair bouncing up and down the court. Back we go. Here's a steal. And West Plains lost. It got it back. Now Jillian goes up, plays it up. No good. And the rebound down to Central. Well, we've missed a ton of shots. Easy shots here in the first half. 23-10. Gathea kicks it to the left corner. Freeman's got a 3, and it's no good. Rebound comes off, and we're going to get a foul call and a push against Central. And it'll be on Annalise Freeman. Lucy Hafer was between her and the ball, so she just gave Lucy a two-hander right in the back and took her right into the official. So he saw that, and now Lucy Hafer plays it in. Plains up by 13, 23-10. Count foot to the left wing. Low block. There's Jillian. Turn around, fade away from 12. Good. They have zero chance of guarding that if West Plains throws Jillian the ball on the low block. That's just about automatic. And in the half, Jillian has 12 points. Now down the right side of the key. Ball blocked out of bounds. And Freeman drove but had it swatted by Delaney Wahomey. And West Plains will sub. At this point, Kimber Stewart, 5'6 freshman, comes in for the Zizzers. Inbound pass underneath. Ball up, blocked by, I believe it was Jillian, taken away by Delaney Wahomey up the left sideline now. Ainsley to the point. Kimber Stewart over to the right side. Zoe Shrub now. Travel with basketball. People standing flat-footed against that zone. Nobody moving. And turned over for the 8th time for West Plains in this half. 25-10. Freeman, guarded by Kimber Stewart, now picks up the dribble on the right side of the floor. Pressured backdoor pass underneath, right hand reverse, no good. Taken away by Zoe Shrub. Up the right side, Ainsley with it. Make that Kimber Stewart with it. On the left side, this is Kimber Stewart with it. Ainsley pops out, gets it, does not take the shot. High post, left corner. Kimber Stewart with a 3, that's short. Ball comes off, no one went for the rebound, picked up by Central. Under a minute left in the half, 25-10. And a blocking foul out front That'll be, who is that going to be on? That's going to be on Les Plains. That's going to be on Abigail Hill. And that's her first foul of the ball game. Abigail Hilt in the ball game for West Plains. A 5'2 sophomore. Pass to the backside on a cut to the basket. Ball thrown out of bounds. Turnover on Central. On the right side, they'll hold there with Abigail Hill to the corner, low block. One fake, shot up, no good by Delaney. Had it, lost it, right hand reverse is no good by West Plains, and Jillian tried a right hand reverse over the head shot to the fifth side of the rim. It comes back with Central with 9 seconds. Down the key, all the way, left hand scoop, partially blocked. You got 5 seconds, got plenty of time. At the point, three ball at the horn, good. Killian Green with a three at the horn. And West Plains goes in with an 18-point lead as we go in at halftime. 28-10, Lady Zizzers with the lead. We're back in 3 minutes on KDY.
KDY 24-7,
I think it's safe to say that the seasonal forecast is looking unseasonably warm for this week, at least after today. Dan in the Weather Center, tonight's low 42. Then over this week, we're going to see high temperatures anywhere from the upper 60s to the upper 70s, breaching pretty close to 80 degrees by this Friday. Rain-wise, expect a little bit tomorrow and a lot more on Wednesday. More at OzarkRadioNews.com.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
You know that West Plains Lock and Key is the place to call when you've locked yourself out of your car or lost your key. But they do so much more. If you need anything lock-related done to your home or business, West Plains Lock and Key is your expert source there, too. Give West Plains Lock and Key a call if you need locks rekeyed or changed. They can even help with safes, install keypad locks, and so much more. West Plains Lock and Key, where tradition meets technology. 256-8862. 256-8862.
If you're a pro or even a do-it-yourselfer, Wind Supply of West Plains is your store. Wind Supply of West Plains is your supply store for A.O. Smith water heaters, Delta faucets, Milwaukee tools, Klein tools, and all the accessories you need to do your plumbing yourself. Find them in West Plains at 1015 Preacher Row Boulevard and online at windsupplyofwestplains.com. Wind Supply of West Plains is for pros like you.
Shrimp Runner Seafood in West Plains, right across from the Civic Center at 109 St. Louis Street. Call ahead or just stop in and pick up fresh Gulf crawfish, fish, and shrimp shipped in every week. And to make things even better, you've got to check out Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. They're serving up boiled shrimp, crawfish, and crab legs. And wow, it is spectacular. And it's all right here in West Plains. Shrimp Runner Seafood and Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. Check them out.
It's rock chip season. Okay, let's be honest. With the roads around here, it's always rock chip season. When you get a rock chip, go see Kevin at SMP Quality Auto Glass. He can fix your rock chip and keep it from spreading and making your windshield look more like a road map. If you need a whole new windshield put in because you waited too long, he does those too. SMP Quality Auto Glass, next to DQ in West Plains. Show us your crack.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Well, the game before this one was an excellent game as Willard beat Webb City, which was a minor upset. The 5 seed beat the 4 seed. So the winner of this game will play the winner of the following game here tonight. And it's the late game. And I'm trying to recall off the top of my head, it's McDonald County and somebody else. But I just can't remember right off the top of my head. But I'll look here and see who that will be. But it doesn't really matter right now because we're involved with this one at halftime, 28-10. This game started with West Plains starting really well. I mean, it had the look of one of those really big first quarters. But they scored 10 points in the first 57 seconds and then didn't score again for about 5 minutes. In the second quarter, picked up the pace a little bit. The defense picked up the pace is what really happened because they forced some turnovers, and boy, did they ever force a bunch of turnovers. For West Plains scoring-wise in the first half, Jillian Green has 15 points. Zoe Shrub has 5. Zoe Scharnhorst has 3. Ainsley McWilliams has 3. Lucy Haper has 1. And Shaylee Peterson has 1. West Plains turns the ball over 8 times in the first 16 minutes. Springfield Central only had 2 players score in the first half. Annalise Freeman, their senior guard, had 7 points. Samantha Gepeya had the other bucket. It was a 3. And the 5-6 freshman scored the last points that Central. In fact, they only had 3 in the second quarter. And we sit now at 28-10. And in the first half, when West Plains started pressuring a little bit more, and they were forcing turnovers before they did that. But then, once West Plains went to that increase in pressure, turnovers came even more rapidly. And in the first half, Springfield Central threw the ball away 17 times. That's a lot. And here at the half, it's an 18-point gap. West Plains on top, and we'll go to the break here in just a couple of moments after we kind of go over our broadcast schedule for tomorrow. It's going to be a busy day. We're going to be over in on the southeast Missouri state line pretty much as the Zizzers will play against Hillsboro. That's a 5 o'clock start time. James Hurt will have that game here on KDY tomorrow afternoon at 5. Then when that game is over, by the miracle of modern technology, we will go north to Moberly and follow that game with the MSU West Plains Grizzlies playing the Moberly Greyhounds and playing game for the Region 16 tournament. So a 5 o'clock start for West Plains tomorrow. MSU West Plains will play the second game, 5 and 7, that doubleheader here on KDY. All right, final break of the half, 28-10, West Plains. And we're back in 3 minutes on KDY.
Do you need help living independently? Look no further than Ozark Independent Living in West Plains. Ozark Independent Living provides help with consumer-directed services, where you choose the services you need and the people to help. You are the boss with Ozark Independent Living at 109 8 Avenue in West Plains, 417-257-0038.
Your care, your choice, your independence. Ozark Independent Living.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real, affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Driving in winter can be challenging. Be sure your tires will get you through the season. If you're getting close to needing new tires, give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you'll always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Price, quality, and service, all at Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
This is Ginger with Miller Satellite and Home Store. If you're needing affordable and reliable internet, then we have a package for you. Give us a call today at 417-255-1972 and ask about our new HughesNet Lite plan for only $49.99 a month. with a $10 savings a month for the first 12 months and only a one-year contract. Once again, that's Miller Satellite and Home Store, 417-255-1972. Or check us out online at millersat.com.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome! Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Need CPAP or BiPAP supplies? Skip the wait at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Reorder easily from home using our Patient Hub app or website portal and get your supplies shipped straight to your door. For a faster, hassle-free experience, call ahead at 800-874-8504 or order online today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, 1703 West 8th Street in West Plains. Our community, our commitment, our care.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
Hillcrest High School is the location for this district basketball game. They are a member of the Ozark Mountain Conference, and they're the odd team I couldn't think of a while ago. The McDonald County Lady Mustangs will play the Hillcrest Lady Hornets in the final game here tonight. So this is kind of odd. Normally you don't see a first round of a tournament like this, where there are four games with all eight teams in the first round, all in the same day. But that's the case here, and we're game number three. Marshfield and Willard have advanced. Who will advance from the last two? West Plains will have the ball to start second half. They're in the white with red, and Central back in the zone in the black and red. Let's see what West Plains does right out of the halftime here. Ball deflected out of bounds on the far side, and it'll stay with West Plains in the front court. Over on the right side. Let's see if they try to get the ball inside this time. They do. Shaley, wraparound pass to the far corner. Hafer, down the right side. Open three for Zoe. Good! That's a great start, Zoe Scharnhorst. Now we get a whistle in the backcourt. And a foul off a turnover, and West Plains will have the ball back. So it'll be West Plains' ball underneath. Ainsley will throw it in. The foul is the first foul on Samantha Gathea. Inbound to the point, back left corner. Ainsley's wide open with a three, and it's good. Well, she measured that one, and her first three of the night has six. Pressure to the backcourt, 34-10. Up the right sideline, and now foul in the backcourt. West Plains getting after the basketball now and making life miserable for Springfield Central. In the backcourt, Bulldogs play it inbound. To the left side, cross court, bad pass stolen. Shaley Peterson all the way to the hole, fakes, lays it up. Good, foul on the play, and the basket counts. A little right-handed scoop shot from the left side of the lane, and she got it to go in. Good steal, Shaley. Heck of a good shot. So Shaley gets to shoot for a three-point play, and she gets it. Now another steal, and a drive by Ainsley McWilliams, and she gets fouled. And we get a whistle, and a timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout called by Central High School with 7:03 to go. 37-10 is the score. We're back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Across the country, drivers are reaping the rewards of safer driving with State Farm. That's because they're using the Drive Safe and Save app from State Farm and getting 10% just by signing up, plus up to an additional 30% down the road for safe driving. How about you? Are you ready to drive safe and save? Call me, Justin Shelby, State Farm, in West Plains and in Houston to learn more today.
West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
37-10 is the score. Ainsley McWilliams will be at the free throw line for West Plains. One out of one tonight. First try, good. 38-10. And good again. 39-10. The left sideline. Gepea pass across, stolen away. West Plains will go coast to coast with Ainsley. Lays it up and good. 40-10. Here's a reach in foul on West Plains. It'll be on Ainsley McWilliams. And that'll be her second foul. Well, scoreboard says that's actually three. So she'll go out. Zoe Shrub will come in. Into the corner. They double team the ball and another. Oh, that's going to be a travel violation. Tried to step through the double team. That is 21 turnovers on Central. And we still have 14, almost 15 minutes to go. Inbound play out front. Shaley drives all the way. Puts it high off the board and good. Shaley Peterson from the left side took it to the hole. Now ball stolen on the inbound and Jillian lays it up and good. Jillian Green anticipating. Double team and a whistle and an offensive foul is going to be called. Can't swing your elbows, and I'm guessing that's what Annalise Freeman did. No indication, but she did something, and that'll be her fourth foul. And she's their best player leaving the game, so they're really in trouble now. Shrub over left point. Shaley Peterson to the corner. Jillian, three, no good. Rebound, Shaley, but definitely good. 47-10. Up the left side, they double team the ball. Ball deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Central right at midcourt. I see that Central's coach is named Caitlin Lambert. That an offshoot of your tree? Is that an offshoot of the Lambert tree, is it? In the front court, lob to the top. Now ball tipped away on a pick and roll, stolen by West Plains again. In the right corner. Now Central will sit back in their 2-3. Now on the right side, Lucy Hafer with it. Looks inside, and Shaley's calling for the ball, gets it. On the block, turns to the middle, puts it up left-handed, good! Foul the play, and the basket counts. They could score every time down the floor if they threw the ball into the low post. But tonight, they don't really need to. So it's a bucket in one, the basket, the foul is on Indira Green. And the free throw by Shaley is good. West Plains had 28 at the half. We've scored 22 already here in this quarter, and we've only played 2.5 minutes. They'll walk it up the court. West Plains goes straight man-to-man, and Julia Willard is in the ball game for the Lady Scissors. Now on the right sideline, they'll put to the elbow, nearly taken away by Zoe. Charnhorst, that is, bounce pass across. Here's an open three from the left point. That's an air ball picked up by Shaley Peterson. Shaley looking up the floor. Passes to the corner. Wide open. Lucy Hafer. Three is good. West Plains has made three threes in this quarter. It is 53-10. 4:40 to go. It will be a turbo clock in the fourth. Left point, they'll dribble down with Fiardo, now to the right wing. Gatea pass to the middle, good pass to Ratty. She lost the ball, got it back, nearly stolen again though. On the left wing, Central just holding right now. Curling over the top, dribbling the middle. They'll move it to the right side, nearly stolen. With the catch, Samantha Gathea, who has it out front to the left elbow. Down the key, right-hand scoop, no good. Rebound West Plains with Shaley Peterson. Got Zoe Schardenhorst up ahead, taking it all the way down, putting it up on the layup, good. Coast to coast, from L.A. to New York. Shaley Peterson, big quarter with 12 points. 55-10. Pressure on the basketball. Dribbler picked it up. That's always a bad idea if you don't have company back there to help out. Down the key left side. Tough shot off balance is no good, but a foul will be called on West Plains. That'll be on Zoe. Zoe Schardenhorst will get the foul and put Amanda Fajardo at the free throw line. Zoe picked up her fourth right there. Amanda Fajardo at the line, looking for one here, and it's good. Central made one field goal in the first quarter, one in the second, none so far here in the third. Lucy Hafer, Shaley Peterson, Zoe Schardenhorst all go out. Delaney Wahomey, Julia Willard, and Kimber Stewart all in the ball game. Next one is good. So two out of two for Amanda Fajardo. That makes it 55-12. Right point three, Zoe, no good. Rebounded by Central. The tie-up, and it's Central basketball. So right now, West Plains has all their starters out of the ballgame. Kimber Stewart, Abigail Hilt, Julia Willard, Delaney Wahomey, and Zoe Shrub. Ball inside, knocked away. Good play defensively by Kimber Stewart. Knocked out of bounds and will stay with Central. 2:56 to go in the quarter. Talk about 30-point quarters. West Plains already has 27 points here in the third, with still just under 3 minutes to go. Ball out front, reach in. We're going to get a foul call on Kimber Stewart now for West Plains. 2:39 to go. This is KKDY, West Plains, Missouri, at 8:02. At the left point, they'll move it to the right side now and reset the offense. Clara Moody with the basketball to the corner. Picks it up, looks for help. Nobody's coming to help. Bounce it out now, bad pass stolen away. Abigail Hill, she'll try to take it coast to coast. Goes up, lays it up and good. ...57-12... 2:07 to play in the quarter. They have it out front with Indira Green. Bounce pass out front. We'll get another holding foul call on West Plains. No, we get timeout call. Timeout call by Central. 1:58 to play in the third quarter. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. No, now they say sit down. Full-minute timeout. 57-12. West Plains leads Central. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
Beller Construction is a family-owned and operated company serving the southern Missouri area. They provide various construction services from the smallest remodel to custom-built homes, all at a competitive price. Beller Construction of West Plains would be honored to be your builders for all your building needs. Contact Beller Construction at 417-257-7275 to schedule your project today.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
We still have 1:58 to go here in the third quarter. West Plains 57, Springfield Central 12. Central has thrown the ball away tonight 24 times. They have it out front at the offensive end. They move it to the left side to the corner. Gabea to the point to Moody to the left elbow. Nearly walked with it, passes out front. Central working the basketball now, running some clock. Moody takes it right, lob over the top to the wing. Long three is banked in. Good. Indira Green. First field goal of the quarter for Springfield Central. Julia Willard bounced to the low block. Skip it over the top. Abigail Hill inside. Delaney Mahomey lays it up and good. 59-15. 1 minute to go in the quarter. Down the green, down the lane all the way. Scoop shot is no good. By Gathea, rebounded by West Plains, Delaney Wahomey. Up the left side, Abigail Hilt to the left corner. Zoe Shrub back to Hilt with 43 seconds to go. Lob low block, Delaney, pump fake, goes up, got fouled. She'll shoot two with 34 seconds to play. Quarter number three, 59-15, and West Plains has again broken the 30-point mark in a quarter. They had 31 in this one. First free throw, no good by Delaney Wahomey. Winner of this game, West Plains, will play on Wednesday night against the winner of the next game. Next free throw is good by Delaney. At the free throw line for Central. We're down to 24 seconds to play in the quarter. Out front, Clara Moody guarded by Julia Willard. She'll have to pull it back. Now kick it across to Gathea at the right point. Going to the left again. They cut off the dribble in the paint. Gathea gets rid of it. Now here's the ball tipped away by Abigail Hilt. Out of bounds, stays with Central. 6 seconds to play in the quarter. 60-15. Inbound play. Gathea has it. She'll curl over the top from the right wing. Bounces it off the back iron. No good. That's the end of the quarter. Again, West Plains scores 32 points in the third quarter of this game. And they lead it going into a turbo clock fourth quarter, 60-15. We're back in 1 minute on KDY.
You never know when we may have a big ice storm. In the Ozarks, it could happen any time during the winter months. Butler Heating and Air can install a whole house Generac generator to ease your mind and keep your house cozy warm just in case it happens. Give them a call today for a free estimate for a reliable Generac generator.
BHA, Butler Heating and Air. Call 256-7984.
Building lasting relationships, one customer at a time.
If you're wanting to add power to your farm, now is the time. With Kubota and Edgeland Harbor Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains. Get the Kubota MX6000 with 60 horsepower now for only $38,000 with zero down, 4.9 APR for 84 months with approved credit now through 2/28/26. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer. Edgeland Harbor Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains.
Back to the court and Scissor Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Once the clock starts, it doesn't stop except for just a handful of things. The Grizzlies, the Lady Scissors lead at 60-15. a 45-point game, the mercy clock or the turbo clock kicks in at a deficit of 30 or better. It'll be West Plains ball to start the fourth quarter. And Abigail Hill will be out there, and she is out there with Kimber Stewart, Delaney Wahome, Julia Willard. And now pass to the right corner. Julia to the low block inside. Delaney Wahome. Trap back to the corner. Open shot for Julia. Three is good. Love when the kids off the bench get involved like that. Charlie Green is in the game for West Plains. She is a 5'10 freshman. On the left side on the baseline. Gathea gets open. Shoots from 12. No good. Rebound. Charlie Green has it. Up the right sideline now. Julia Willard to the baseline. Bumped off the ball. Out of bounds. Clock keeps running as West Plains will set up to throw the ball in. Charlie Green in the lineup. 5'10" freshman. Inbound out front. Ball tipped away and stolen away. Central comes back. In the lane. Down low left side. Double team the ball. Free throw line open. Jump shot for two. No good. Rebound is taken by West Plains. Abigail Hill up the floor. Good catch, Julia Willard. Lays it up and good. Over on the left. Back to the right. To the corner. Gathea has it. Looks to the post. Nobody pops open, so she'll take one, two dribbles. Low block. They post down low inside. Back out front. Gathea drives the right baseline. Cut off there. Gets it back to the corner. Open shot for a two is no good. Rebound comes off. Tipped out of bounds by Central. But 6-10 and counting in the ball game. Delaney Wahome is going to come out. And coming into the ball game for West Plains will be Jillian Green, who normally would stay out, but Delaney's been out there quite a while. She just needs a break, so she'll probably come back in before too long. Low block. Wraparound pass to the low block opposite side. Charlie Green puts it up and good. And an assist. One sister to another. Good wraparound bounce pass that time by Jillian. Here's the drive, and that was blocked by Jillian off the glass. But it's going to be called a foul. It's so fun to watch sisters when they have the rare occasion to play together. Charlie Green and Jillian Green have the exact same mannerisms. Here's the first free throw, and it's no good. You see them standing on the free throw line. They stand there just alike. Hands on their hips, and now they'll put their hands on their knees and go for the rebound here. Hopefully. Here's the next try, and it's good. So Ratty makes one. 67-16. Right corner. Open three is launched. That's no good. By Kimber Stewart. Rebound by Central. 4:38 to play. Ratty in the corner. We'll wrap this thing up very quickly when we're all done. Gathea at the left point. Pass, low block. Good pass. Good catch. Missed shot. And the rebound taken away by West Plains, but now it's stolen back by Central. They'll take it in, and a foul call on West Plains. That'll be on Charlie Green. So the free throw shooter here, same one we had just a moment ago. First try is up and good by Nehemiah Ratty. Next attempt is good. 67-18. Left corner, West Plains will control there. Double team over. Julia Willard with a three on the wing. No good. Rebound. Delaney, who's back in the ball game. Missed it. Got it back. Kicks it out on the wing. Cross-court pass, almost stolen away. Picked up by Kimber Stewart. Inside, Charlie Green shot, no good. Tipped out. Loose ball on the deck. Picked up by Central. 3:05 to go. What will the final be? 67-18. Central with the ball out front. Freeman will drive in, puts up a wild shot off the glass. That won't go, and now ball is knocked out of bounds by Central as they knocked it out of Delaney Wahlberg's hands. And it will stay with West Plains. And it will be played in bounds by Abigail Hilt. And she'll get it in bounds to Kimber Stewart. So a sophomore throwing it in to the freshman, gets it back to the sophomore. Abigail on the front court. On the right sideline. Let's see if Julia Willard can get open over here on the wing. Lob to the low block, left side. Back out in the corner. Now a Hilt to the right point. Julia thought about it. Decided not. Inside, Delaney Wahlberg. Faces, turns, shoots, missed it. Rebound, foul over the back will be called there. On the rebound. No shot involved. Charlie Green had the rebound and got fouled from behind. Here's the inbound play out front. In the left corner, open. Julia, three, good. Julia Willard has 8 points all in this quarter. 1:20 to play, 70-18. Central on offense trying to hit 20 here. Now ball knocked away out front, stolen away. Abigail Hill, 2-on-1 break. Up ahead, Kimber Stewart lays it up. No good. Ball tipped out of bounds by Charlie Green. And it will go back over to Central. One more game here today. The host team, Hillcrest, will play the Lady Mustangs of McDonald County. Left point, here's an open three by Moody, around and out, bad break. Rebound, West Plains, and they get it up ahead to Julia Willard, who chased it down, and now lost the ball. 30 seconds to play. Left corner, open shot for a three is an air ball. West Plains rebounds, Julia Willard kicks it across the Hilt, she'll slow it up, and that is going to be the final score of the ball game. West Plains is going to win it 70-18, and we're back for the wrap in 30 seconds. On Hot Country KDY.
This is Damon at TLG Peterbilt, Willow Springs. We supply parts for all makes of trucks and trailers to get you back on the road quickly as possible. If we don't have it, we'll get it. Find us on Highway 60 in Willow Springs or online at TLGtrucks.com for fast, friendly service to get you back on the road in no time. TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
Well, this figured to be a big mismatch, and it was a big mismatch. 70-18 is the final score of the ball game. West Plains led at the break, 28-10, but came up with one of those explosions in the third quarter where they scored 32 points and went on for the win. West Plains was led tonight with 17 points, Jillian Green, 13 for Shaylee Peterson, and a 10.9 for Ainsley McWilliams. They got 8 points from Julia Willard, who really shot the ball well coming in late. 6 for Zoe Schardhorst, 5 points for Zoe Shrub. Also, 3 points for Delaney Wahlberg, 4 points for Lucy Hafer, and 2 apiece by Abigail Hilt and Charlie Green. The big number in the game, you knew Central was going to turn the ball over a lot, and boy, did they ever. They threw it away 24 times, and West Plains wins it over Central, 70-18. West Plains plays the late game on Wednesday night here against the winner of this game, McDonald County, and Hillcrest. Till then, tomorrow night, we'll have the Scissors at 5 from Cape Girardeau with James Hurt. I'll be on the air at 7 from Moberly as the Grizzlies play the Greyhounds in Region 16 tournament play. Till then, thanks to Jim Lambert, back in the studio, Dylan Groves, Harlan Hutchinson saying good night from Springfield Hillcrest.
West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you by Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC, TLG Peterbilt, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains, Goebbels Collision Repair, Miller Satellite and Home Store, Iron Brand Realty, Parfour and More, Wilbanks Tire, Habitat for Humanity Restore, MSU West Plains, Car-Mart of West Plains, Butler Heating and Air, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Ozark Independent Living, Cape Electric, S&P Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, West Plains Wind Supply, Simmons Bank, Ozark Hills Realty, Don's Auto Service, Shrimp Runner, Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, Rick's Truck Repair, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, and Wood Mechanical.